Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth, and we have with us this morning Caleb Roebuck. Caleb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great.
Nice to see you this morning. How was your weekend?
It was good. Good Junction Days weekend.
You bet. Great. Enjoy the parade?
Yes, the parade, the vendors, all the activities and stuff too. We're planning on going to fly-in breakfast. My dad and uncle were going to fly in yesterday, but sad that got rained out, I think.
Yeah,
kind of. But no, it was all good weekend. I think everybody I saw and talked to had a good time, lots of good activities, and a lot of good volunteer people helping out with everything too. So
it was a win-win overall, I think.
Yeah, good weather.
We have with us Sloan Killian this morning as well. Sloan, how are you?
Good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you, too.
A pleasure to visit. How was your weekend, Sloan?
It was good. It was busy, but it was good.
So, a fun weekend?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. Mostly? Okay. All right. Summer's going well.
Yes. We are well into summer now.
It's going quickly.
Yes. No kidding.
All right. Building Rural Wealth. We're going to visit with Milestone Financial, Sloan Killian, and Caleb Roebuck. Summer money moves, financial planning you can feel good about. Okay, here we go. So what are we going to talk about here?
Yeah, well, today's show, it's the middle of summer. It's 4th of July week. Like we're talking about, the year's almost half over. Pretty much is half over.
It is, yeah.
It is. It's crazy. So, we want to do a show about, what are some practical things that, people can do, so hopefully some feel-good ways that can take away of things to do this summer, that hopefully aren't too daunting, too complex. We've talked about tax time, year-end, beginning of year-end, there's all those things that you got to do. So today we wanted to do a show just, how can you check in? Summer isn't just for the vacations. Checking in while now, is good progress because, again, time's going to get busy. School's going to start here in a few more months, so we'll walk the listeners through just a couple simple things that they can check on, do, and kind of the hope is, take one or two of these things and do it this summer, take the time.
All right. So let's start. The power of the mid-year financial check-in. So Sloan, tell me about this.
Sure. So summer, because like Caleb said, we are past tax season.
Mm-hmm.
We are past that craziness. And we haven't hit school, holidays, end of year, all of those wonderful things. It might be a good time to just take stock of your finances and regroup a little bit.
Okay.
And the year might be half over, but there's still time to adjust course if you need to. Because, things at work or maybe at the farm, they might be a little bit quieter in the summer. And it might be, good to parse through all of your documents, all of your planning when there's less financial noise going on around you. There's less distractions.
Okay.
So it might be good to have a checklist style, just kind of check-in conversation.
I like a checklist that I'll show you. So this is my list of things that I go down and I check it off. You can see. So very much that checklist style. It's a good thing.
Checklist style. Keep it simple.
Yes.
And you can have it with your spouse or, your qualified financial advisor if you work with a financial advisor. And, review your income and spending. Make sure that it's up to date. Are expenses creeping up? Have you had any unexpected costs throughout the year that you need to adjust for? You can check in on your goals. Are you on track with your retirement contributions? Have you been paying off your debt on schedule? Have you been adding to your savings the way you'd like to? And revisit your budget if you use one. Even if it's, an informal, just check in with your spouse or with your financial professional. A tune-up can make you feel more confident as you look at the rest of the year.
Okay. All right.
And I'll just add to that, try to simplify it for yourselves. We were just talking before the show, what are some automation or some apps I can use to do this stuff? You know, budgeting, spending, you know, those are all things you don't have to do manually. Now, you know, there's apps out there. If you're comfortable using that, using the technology, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but if you are somebody that does that, use them. I mean, they're a great way to do this review and do it fairly quickly and then kind of track it going forward. But we were just talking about before the show, you know, use them, look out there. There's Rocket Money, there's mint.com. There's, you know, your credit cards, your banks offer a lot of these kind of services too, of just how to analyze your spending, mm-hmm. you know, what your income is and stuff like that. So take advantage of them.
And I know there's a lot of people who, I mean, I'm guilty of this. I have done this where, you know, you get through tax season and then you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done for the year. I don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, summer's a good time to just make sure that you're in line with your goals and what you want to be doing, because it is quieter. There's not as much going on, and hopefully you can get that done and then go do the fun summer things.
So with that, Sloan, Caleb, summer is a good time to plan, because you might have a minute to say, okay, let's see where we're at, right? It's a good time to plan.
Yeah, exactly. Like Sloan said, you know, most of the other times you're kind of, you know, not planning, you're reacting to it. But, you know, summer can be a very good time for planning and not just doing that reacting. And, you know, that's where for our clients now, we're doing a lot of reviews now to do exactly just that. You know, hey, what are the things that, you know, went good or bad last year, but what are the things now this year, right in the middle of the year, that we need to do for the continued rest of the year and, you know, going forward. So it is a great time to make strategic moves, you know, without that urgency of, you know, tax season or year end. Again, you still got time to make some of these year end moves. Not, you know, also we've talked a lot about it. There's rules in flux now and stuff too. So year end this year could be a pretty hard and fast deadline for, you know, some of these tax provisions and, you know, whatever's going to shake out here that Congress is looking at. So, you know, just be mindful of that. But it, you know, try to make a checklist. And like I said, you know, try to pick one or two of those things to get done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those things could be reviewing your charitable giving strategy. You know, now's a great time to do that. Again, year in, end of year is kind of a busy time, not only for yourself, but also those charities that you're trying to give to.
Yep.
But also summer's a great time when some of them need money or are planning some of that and stuff too, because it's, for a lot of them, they're slower time. So, you know, starting early, looking at those, are you doing qualified charitable distributions this year? This is a time right now that we're meeting with our clients that, you know, we met with them in January that said, you know, hey, here's what your RMDs are, your required minimum distributions. Here's your charitable contributions you want to do for the year. And now's the time that they're, a lot of them are executing on it, or now will, between now and year in.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of finalize that plan.
Okay.
Review your retirement contributions, you know, figure out what actually am I, you know, contributing to my 401k, to my simple IRA, you know, what percentage of that, what dollar is that, you know, is that in Roth IRA or is that 401k IRA? Is that pre-tax, you know, just looking at those things, taking stock of where you are in that. Business owners, you know, this is a great time for you. And depending on what business, line of business you're in, summertime can be a little bit slower time for some, but it's a good time to check your quarterly taxes, your business retirement plan contributions, you know, any employee, you know, relation things that you got going on. Also with that, you know, insurance review. Now during the summertime is a good time to review your property casualty insurance. You know, most people are checking their auto insurance,
mm-hmm.
life insurance. So just kind of some of those things. Summertime's good renewal for some of those. Parents and grandparents, it's also a great time to review those 529 contributions and savings for college. Again, your college school is done for this year, but pretty quickly it'll be coming up next year.
Yep.
So kind of as soon as, for some families, as soon as you kick one out the door, kind of the other one kind of rolls around as well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about how 3 months is nothing.
Yeah. No, it goes quickly. And summer's a good time to open or fund those plans, you know, while school's out, or just figuring out what is the overall college planning costs. You know, again, we're talking with parents right now. Hey, they've kind of done the FAFSA, their kids in school or their kids been accepted, stuff like that. But now it's like, all right, what's the nitty gritty of how we're paying for this for the next 3-4 years and stuff too. You know, so again, from that list, there's 4 or 5 things, you know, I pick one or two and try to get them done this summer. That's how you chip away at them.
Okay. And good to work on those things. So we are visiting with Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. So one of the things we've talked about through the years is having those family conversations and legacy planning, which is always important to have that conversation and talk about what that means, how it looks. So talk to me a little bit about that, if you would, Sloan.
Sure. So summer for a lot of people means more time with your family, right? You get to go on
the weekend upcoming, right?
Exactly.
4th of July weekend.
Just on the weekend, or going on vacation, or bringing the kids to visit their grandparents for a more extended period of time. And while we don't want to get bogged down with heavy money-based conversations, it is a good opportunity to open up that dialogue and talk with the people who are most important to you. So if you're visiting your adult children or your grandkids, you could consider gently discussing the location of important legacy or estate documents, who will be named in your will or as a healthcare proxy as you get older or farther into retirement. What kind of legacy you hope to leave, both financial and maybe, you know, your that reflect your values. So like an example of this would be an adult at retirement age finds out that their adult child was surprised to learn that they were listed as power of attorney.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to spring that on anybody. You want to have those honest conversations so they know it's coming when, you know, before it's there.
Right.
And, you know, you want to reduce confusion and make sure that everybody's on the same page. That way it's not an emergency. It's not drama. Mm-hmm. It's not confusion whenever the time comes.
Right. There's plenty of emotion to go along when that whole time comes. To have these things worked out in advance certainly is a help. What about estate planning?
Yeah, so would like to mention that we are not estate attorneys. I defer to Caleb on everything, but even then, none of us are estate attorneys. So you do need to talk with a qualified legal professional about some of these things. But you can schedule a review your financial estate planning documents, like your will, your power of attorney, your beneficiary designations. And if you've had a life change, a birth, a death, a marriage, or even if you just moved, you can update those documents. It's a good time to sit down and make sure everything's in order.
Okay. We have a lot of farmers, people that own farms, small business owners in our region. Caleb, talk to me what that means. What does summer mean there?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, kind of depends on your business industry, but yeah, kind of in this area, you know, summertime can be, you know, somewhat of a slowdown period. I'm saying that in quotes, you know, summer slowdown for some.
It's relative, right?
Yeah, it is, but that's the thing. Like, there's never a good time to do some of this, but like, we try to work with our farmers, small business owners that, hey, if we can plan around summertime and make it our planning time, that's the best time to do it. And then you repeat that every year. So again, there's never a good time. The timetable shifts, but hey, if summertime's a good time to do some of these things, it's a great time for business owners and farmers to kind of look at some of those things, because, you know, now's a good time to review that business cash flow. You know, if it's been a strong spring, strong winter, whatever it is now a good time to map out reinvestment strategies. What's the end of the year going to look like? What are the tax consequences up until now? You know, right along with that, prepping the taxes for the fall, you need to always organize your receipts, tracking deductible expenses. You know, that's one thing that for a lot of business owners can get lost, is tracking the expenses.
Yeah.
Hey, we're halfway through the year. Catch up the books now, halfway through the year. But again, as a business owner, you get, Aaron, you guys know this too, you guys get busy, the day to day and stuff happens. So if you can block out time, like we call it, and hey, July is a good time. The first week in July every year, we're doing this. I'm going to meet with my insurance professional, my legal professional, my financial professional.
It's important to do that.
It is.
Absolutely.
You know, you schedule it for the first week in July, then you get to go enjoy the fireworks.
Yeah,
right? You get to go enjoy your picnic, and it's done.
Yeah. think of that peace of mind you'd have by July 3rd, everything's done, and you're walking out the door Thursday.
Yeah.
All this stuff is done, and ideal. But again, timeline doesn't always work like that. But if you have, you know, professionals and stuff you're working with, that's what they're there to help you with. And also, kind of like Sloan mentioned, you know, again, you're 4th of July is a great weekend. You're probably sitting around with your coworker, maybe your coworkers of a small family business or family business. You know, it's a great time to have those succession planning conversations. You know, use those family gatherings to explore transition conversations if it is a family business. But also, you know, if it's closely held business, whatever, you know, again, you're going to be meeting with these people, having your own stuff. So try to like be mindful of that, you know, have summer to think ahead and give that space. But
yeah,
now's the time.
All right. So think about that. Okay. Again, we are visiting with Milestone Financial, building rural wealth, summer money moves, and doing some financial planning through the summer months. So your summer financial checklist. Talk to me about some of those things we need to recap and be aware of there, if you would, Sloan.
Sure. So this is just like 5 action items that you could take this summer if you choose to.
Again, checklist style.
Make it simple. And, you know, I always get that little boost of serotonin. My brain is happy whenever I can check something off.
All right.
So 5 action items. 1, check in on your mid-year spending and savings. 2, bump up your retirement or education contributions. 3, make time for one, just one, financial estate or legacy conversation. Four, schedule or attend your summer planning review. Ideally, schedule and attend it. That would be good do both.
Yes.
If you work with a financial advisor. And five, organize your documents or receipts for a smoother fall.
Those are great 5 points. Put those down as a checklist and check them off as you go. So, So wrap this up for me here. Again, we have Sloan Killian with us and Kayla Roebuck. Wrap this up for me.
Yeah, again, you know, for folks, just to reiterate, you know, we know summer's a busy time for folks. It's not like, again, it's a slowdown time for everybody. But, again, you don't need to overhaul your finances this summer. And most of the time, you don't ever, you know, usually need to do that. But you do need to check in, make tweaks, and, again, cross one or two of these things off your list, kind of track it and move forward, you know. Some of those intentional steps can reduce that stress later and help you feel more in control now. And, you know, we kind of do believe this. You know, remember, financial planning, you know, it sounds like it's always about the money, but to some degree, it's not. That planning part is about creating that room for what matters. Like Sloan said, you know, that family time. It's the stuff you get out of your money, that financial planning that matters. But you do got to put a little bit of work into it. But again, if you're working with somebody that keeps you proactive, that is looking ahead for you, but also if you, you know, use some of the technology, automate some of this stuff, that's how you can put yourself more in control and do this and enjoy your summer. Again,
Ultimately, if you don't use your summer to create space, to think ahead. That, I mean, just having the time to think is valuable.
Yeah, exactly. Think about, yeah, what can I do now to create more space for next summer or whatever, you know, what are those things?
Very good. Good information. How can people reach out and get in touch with you?
Yeah, anybody that wants to talk to us, get hold of us. First of all, visit our website, www.milestonefinancialgroup.com, or certainly give us a call here at the office, 712-623-5726. And our offices will be closed Friday the 4th, everybody. So normal hours all week, but we will be closed Friday the 4th.
Very good.
A wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. Go and enjoy. Thanks for great information. Reach out. At least, I don't know, maybe call and have the conversation.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
See where you go. So. Make it a great day. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Sloan Killian and Kayla Roebuck with us this morning from Milestone Financial.
Daniel Miller, Kayla Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Now is a critical time for gutter protection.